Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Wendy McElwam, who's Vice President of Marketing at Arborcraft. Wendy, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. So I wanted to, there's some news that we're going to talk about in a minute, but first I wanted to catch up and just ask you, you know, what's been going on at Arborcraft?
Well, we have had a busy year. I think as everyone knows, last year at this time we were getting ready to relaunch the whole company and relaunch the Harris brand, and we have spent the year very focused on that, you know, rebuilding our relationships with our distributors and focusing on developing new distributors. And then, of course, once you develop new distributors, you have to roll out samples and displays and all of those things and, you know, help them along. So it has been a busy year,
yeah.
And we are getting ready to roll out some more new products and new samples and displays, et cetera, in the next little while. So we're continuing to be busy.
All right. And for those that may need a little refresher on kind of your background, we're talking about a company that used to be owned by Tarkett that was bought by a private equity firm, actually, and is based in Johnson City, and you have the Harris brand name. So now you've been, like I say, and you came out of the furniture business out of Ohio.
I did. And so I am certainly enjoying a winter with no snow and beautiful sunshine in Tennessee.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you came into this business, this flooring business, at not the best time as far as an economic situation, right?
Absolutely. It's a challenge everywhere, though, so I would imagine that, you know, every other business is sitting facing a lot of the same issues,
yes,
you know, to the whole economy. So it's, and, you know, we have at least a business here which has, even though it's changed owners, as far as the internal structure of the business and the workers we have here, et cetera, it's a pretty stable business in Johnson City. You know, we've been at this site for 20 years and in town for 110 now. So the Harris name has been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well-established brand name. So
Correct. Let
me just ask you, I mean, one of the reasons I want to talk to you today is you have just, on our website, floordaily.net, we just ran the story that you have decided that maybe going to surfaces is not the right thing to do this year. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, it was not a small decision for us by any means, because we really were intending to go there this year, and we're going to end up with a space that we've paid surfaces for, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you look at a show that's that big, it can easily cost a company up to $500,000 to exhibit at it when you take everything into account. And we were meeting with our distributors. As I said, our big goal of last year was, you know, rebuilding and repartnering in a much bigger way with our distributors. We were meeting with them in November and December and talking about our 2009 plans and talking with them about their 2009 plans. And we hit several meetings, and one in particular where we came out of it, and our COO that was there, our VP of sales was there, I was there, and we came out going, oh my gosh, they're telling us that, you know, the retailers are not planning to go to surfaces. It used to be a huge show for the industry, and everybody went, and so it was a chance to really meet with all those retailers that you didn't get to see regularly.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, with the economy the way it is, and with retailers really saying, what matters to me, you know, the most to keep my business running right now, they're not coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the distributors were saying, as a result, we're not going to send so many people. We're looking at our resources and saying what's the best way to utilize, you know, our people resources particularly. And they were going to keep their people on the ground focused on supporting their retailers. And, you know, we just sat and scratched our head and said, how can we support this? And maybe we should shift our focus. So it was a very big decision that caused a fair bit of chaos around here for a few days as we switched gears and, you know, did a lot of replanning.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's probably the right decision for this environment. It doesn't mean it's a forever decision, but I think for this year it was the right one.
Right. Well, nobody has a crystal ball, and it's going to be interesting to see how the attendance will be at services. And
yeah,
we'll just have to wait and see. But I do remember your display last year at services. It was a really nice display because, you know, you were taking the message kind of back to the grassroots. You had a front porch type of setting, and
yeah.
So I definitely remember the tone of your message at that show. And how will you replace, you know, how will you meet with both your retail customers and your prospects?
Well, that tone and message has not changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that really was our big focus for all of last year of the, you know, we're back, we're friendly, we're going to partner with you.
Yeah.
Certainly we are, our major focus is a local focus with our distributors to support them in whatever they need in the best way possible. Certainly the newest initiative we're putting into place is what we're calling the Harris Profiles Elite Program. Now, Profiles is what we called our new retail display that we launched last year at Surfaces. It really started to ship, probably May, June of last year. Mm-hmm. So we're just seeing a lot roll out this fall in the past few months. And we are going to work with the distributors. We're customizing the program for each one depending on what their local needs are. And that will be an assistance program for them to help drive their support for the retailers. So we'll be looking for the best retailers, the ones that support the displays, the ones that need help. And the same as our support with the distributors are trying to support the retailers, who are really encouraging those consumers to, you know, reach into their back pocket and pull out their wallets.
Yeah.
So that's going to be our major focus this year. A number of us, you know, including me, we're making efforts to get out to the local markets or shows, whatever is in each local area.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a very small show just in, you know, one city in Charleston, South Carolina recently, and a lot of retailers came through mm-hmm. and saw the displays, you know, and talked to us. And they were all saying, you know, it's great that you guys came here because we can't afford to go out to Las Vegas this year.
Interesting.
We have several people at the Swift Train Dallas market this week,
mm-hmm.
And I guess they've had a pretty good turnout, too. Luckily, Texas isn't in as bad shape, but still, those retailers are happy that they could go and see our display, you know, with Swift Train in Dallas rather than go to Las Vegas.
So basically what you're saying is instead of going to the big national flooring show, you're doing it on a regional basis, and you're going actually to the shows that your distributor is throwing.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
And they probably have good, they know how to time those things based on when some of the other, like maybe either Shaw or Mohawk or some of these other people that use a regional show basis. And so they're probably having them somewhat adjacent to those shows and in the same timing, aren't they?
I would think so. Certainly the Dallas one was.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was in Dallas earlier this week and I knew that was going on. Let me ask you, as far as new products next year, what are you looking like there?
We have two big collections. Mm-hmm. That's part of the reason we're very busy right now. Last year we launched new product at Surfaces, and you know then we started to get into production, and we didn't really ship it until April, May time periods. Well,
yeah.
This year we tightened up our product development time period, and one of our big goals was to be quicker. So we are this month about to ship product and samples for two new product collections. One is called Trailhouse Chicory, and it's a hand-scraped 3/8-inch engineered product that comes in 5-inch widths, and something new for us is a prepackaged 3, 5, and 7 mixed width box. So that's probably our most exciting, you know, big change, is to test out that mixed width, which seems to be something happening at the in the trendier part of the market these days. So we're hoping to hit our trend product there.
So people are actually installing flooring that has different widths?
Correct.
Okay.
Mixed on the floor at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we had had situations where installers or retailers were buying, you know, different mixes of products and then putting it in themselves, but we had a request for mixing it into the same box to make it easier for them.
Okay, very interesting.
So they get the right proportion. So I think that's probably our most exciting new look of the year.
Is that engineered or solid?
That is engineered. That's 3/8-inch engineered.
Okay, I got you.
And our other collection is called Tradition Spring Lock, and it is at the more opening price point level. It's a basic engineered product, but what we're excited about is that is represents our investment in our new machinery last year. It all has the Filinga 5G locking system,
mm-hmm.
And since we were making sure we had a good offering of that product, we've had 13 new SKUs that cross 5 species. So I think maybe that's what's a bit special about that line. With the 5G locking system, you've got some of the other less common American species available. So that also is going to be shipping by the end of the month.
One of the things I was going to ask you, last year one of the products you introduced that caught my eye was the kind of the weathered painted wood floor look. Has that product done well for you this year?
It has. We have rolled out a number of displays with that. I mean, that's one of those where you're never going to see huge volume like we might expect with the new, you know, engineered spring lock. But it causes excitement. It lets consumers think, holy smokes, there's something different there that I can put in. We're seeing, you know, specific rooms, sunrooms or foyers or you know, other sort of special rooms that are getting put in with those special colors. And it causes people to walk to the rack and look at something special. So we have seen some good movement on that. like I said, it's never going to be our top-selling item, but it's our top excitement item instead.
All right. Well, let me ask you this one last question is before we run out of time, that kind of your elevator speech. If a dealer is not really hasn't had an exposure to ArborCraft in a while, why should they consider carrying ArborCraft versus, say, what they've been carrying?
Well, I guess our basic points that we make sure we revisit with the retailers are the fact that we have been here for 100 years, so it's a good, solid line with good quality and support from the manufacturer and the distributors. It's a full line that's available to them, including matching molding. They can buy it all from us. Mm-hmm. They don't have to cherry-pick between multiple displays. And we really do work to be partners. You know, we're an independent company, and as a result, we can make those decisions that really support locally. We're not thinking, you know, on a very grand scale. We are focused on what really works for them. So we have really made an effort to work with the distributors and the retailers this year to, you know, focus on their specific needs. So I think they get a lot more personalized attention. Mm-hmm. You know, people can pick up the phone and call me. I answer emails directly to retailers every day. So that's, I think they can feel like they're working with a company that really cares, you know, in a much more direct way just for them. And, of course, we only do wood, which keeps us focused as well.
Right, okay. So you're made in the USA. You have some beautiful merchandising display systems. You're down home folks up in Johnson City, Tennessee, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Even if we have the wrong accent from the north, we still love the south.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Don't be making fun of my accent now.
It's more people making fun of mine, usually.
All right, Wendy, I appreciate you spending time with us. I hope you've made the right decision, and I certainly do understand, you know, the decision, and I think there's several other companies that have made the same decision. But we've been talking to Wendy McElwam, who is Vice President of Marketing at ArborCraft, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.